Now I read in verse 3. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. You notice he's doing things now according to the word of the Lord. He started to Tarshish, which was not according to the word of the Lord. Now he's going to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, here we have it again. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. This is, of course, the statement that caused the critic to laugh and to ridicule. Well, the fact of the matter is, as we've explained, why it was a city that would take you several hours to just go through one of these cities. But you have three of them there, and then a great urban area where there were a great population in this area, estimated at several million, of course. And it's into this area that Jonah is coming now. And it was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And we're told in verse 4, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. The whole point is that it took him quite a while to cover the ground. He didn't have radio then, didn't have a loudspeaker, and I've often wondered how he did it. And I like to bring these incidents right down to reality. And if you can't get the Word of God right down where the rubber meets the road, it's no good, friends. And I thought that area being very similar to Southern California. We live here in a place called Pasadena. Some of you are acquainted with Southern California. Down about 25 miles is Long Beach. That takes you down to the ocean. And that would be going south, or I can go west and go another about 20 miles, and I get to the ocean there in Santa Monica. It's because it makes quite a turn, actually. The coastline here is not really running north and south. It's running almost east and west. Doesn't seem that way sometimes, but it is. And the fact of the matter is, that suppose I started out, and I've tried to visualize this, suppose I tried to start it out walking, and Jonah, by the way, didn't have a car, and he would stop at a street corner, a busy intersection, and he'd give his message. Then he'd walk on down to another intersection while he's waiting for the light to change. He'd speak to another crowd. Now, somebody is going to say, how did he get a crowd? Now, this is always a problem for the preacher. We try our best to get as many people in to hear the word. We try to do that on radio. We want as many people as possible to hear the word of God. That's natural, normal. How did Jonah do it? And he used a method that's a little different than any we could use today. Now, if you will recall, when I gave the illustrations of the man who had been swallowed by a fish and lived to tell the story, and the late Dr. Harry Rimmer told about seeing this man that had spent 2 days and 2 nights inside of a fish, lived to tell the story, and he was on display in London and called the Jonah of the 20th century. Dr. Rimmer went in to see him. In fact, he interviewed the man and had quite a talk with him. And this was 2 years after it happened, and this man didn't have a hair on his body. And his skin was a sort of a brownish, purplish color. You see, the gastric juices of the fish reacting upon the individual trying to digest him, and these chemicals are bound to have quite an effect upon you. And that was the thing that apparently happened to Jonah. This fish trying to digest him, he's putting out all kinds of juices and chemicals to try to digest Jonah. And you can imagine the color of this man's skin. You can imagine how he looked. And when he stopped at a corner and the crowd gathered, they said, brother, where have you been? He told them. He said, I'm a man from the dead. A fish swallowed me. God had sent me to Nineveh. And people didn't ridicule the story. They listened. Sometimes the sinner listens. I'm told in Russia today that it's probably the only place where there's a real moving of the Spirit of God out through the rural areas, that a great company of people have turned to the Lord. Real moving of the Spirit of God, friends, in places today that you wouldn't believe it. And who would have thought that in the wicked city of Nineveh, that people would listen to the Word of God? But here comes a man and he says, I'm back from the dead. And by the way, that's the same message we got. We have a story about a man who came back from the dead and he died for our sins. He was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. And so Jonah enters into the city. And now will you notice something that is quite remarkable? We're told here that his message was a message of judgment. 40 days, Nineveh's to be destroyed. And Jonah, I think, gave that message with relish. He didn't like Ninevites.